Okay. How's it going this week?
It's going good.
Good. All right. Hi. How are you? Good. Your stomach hurts? Interesting. All right. I hope you're not getting the flu. Okay. I think... All right. Hi. All right. Oh, careful. What? All right. Okay. All right. Great. Good. So, we're going to start with we'll do a couple with the sound just to focus. We have like the parting of the Red Seas here. Yeah. Let's move these a little more over so you guys don't took. Yes. There we go. All right. Okay. Yeah, come on in. All right. I know Sydney's on her way back. Ms. Bassman's on her way back, but we can start. And all right. So follow the sound. Raise your hand when you can't hear it anymore. And now with your eyes closed, just get a sense of the quality of the space. Not how you feel, but just the quality of the space in the room. And then we'll follow the sound and raise your hand when you can't hear it again. We're going to do it two more times. Now just take a quick note. Pay attention to the space in the room, the quality of the space. And then we'll do this the last time. Okay. And now just pay attention to the space. It's not just a sense of noise or a sense of commotion. So who can describe the difference in the quality of the space? What do you feel?
I could tell that the room was filled, like, maybe it has something, although I was not trying to, like, focus on the noise, I could tell that we were surrounding, sort of, felt really,
yeah. Packed. Did it feel less packed at the end, or were you more aware of how much was in the space? You were more aware of how much was in the space. What else? Did you notice anything? No. Was it the same?
Yeah.
What was the quality? Was it kind of frenetic?
It was
loud.
Loud.
Did it feel like you were a little bit crushed?
Not really. The most of
it. So who else could feel a sense of that you could pay attention to more? Yeah.
Yeah, just like when you go throughout the day, there's just certain things that you don't really pay attention to. But I feel like the bells, they make you, or at least hearing them, and you take that moment to just center your mind, you start to notice where things are and exactly where they are and why they're happening.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just hearing it, having an area where it is, it's more, you can directly find where it is.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say something? No. I want to try it again. And I want to do three more. And pay attention and see, because when at the beginning when we sat down, there was a sense that the room was filled with, you know, everyone was arriving, there was coming and going, getting settled. And it's almost like the sound's coming at you. The more we started to focus, and as everybody started to focus, it changed a quality so that you could become more aware. So you became the agent instead of all the sound coming at you. It's almost like you were able to have the sense of being able to pay attention almost 360. And the noise in the room doesn't have to change the experience of settledness or non-settledness doesn't have to change. But as you start to pay attention in this very focused but open-ended way, you start to become more aware and also more centered, more in control, rather than everything coming at you. So let's try it again and see if you can feel a difference. Now that you're thinking about that, let's see what it feels like. And also, the more you sit up with your back straight, the easier it is. Okay, we'll do it again, and follow the sound, and when you can't hear it anymore, raise your hand. So just follow the sound, and then afterwards, we'll pay attention to what the quality of the space feels like. Okay, and this is the last time. Really try to follow the sound. Raise your hand when you can't hear the vibrations of the sound anymore. Now take a minute and just pay attention to awareness, to the quality of the space in the room. Not to anything in particular. Okay, did you notice a difference? This is hard. What did you notice? Do you feel frustrated? Was it hard? Everyone's very still. Do you feel more steady? Or do you just feel confused? Steady?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said I feel steady.
Explain.
There wasn't as much movement out there, but that was all my thoughts and everything was just calm down.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So all we did was we took about... Yeah, okay, sure. So that was just 10 minutes. Yeah, since we started to now is 10 minutes. And it's a particularly, you know, it's Halloween, it's a particularly kind of chaotic day everywhere. But in the space of 10 minutes, you can actually develop a sense of focus. So that's important to remember, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed and when you're feeling like everything, the environment around you is chaotic and you just want to shut out all the noise and you can't. This kind of focus can really help because you don't have to do much. And it did get quieter in here, but there was still a lot of commotion, people coming in and out. There are all kinds of things going on that don't really concern us. So this is a way of us taking control of how we experience our environment instead of our environment impinging on us all the time. So I want to do stuff on thought. But I have a feeling the big preference is for some body scan meditation because it's easier. Which do people want to do first? Because we're going to do both. Do you want to do thought and nature of thought and becoming aware of what's really going on in our minds? Or do you want to do some easier body scan? You think we should start with a body scan? What do you think?
Yeah, can we get the easy stuff out of the way?
Get the easy stuff out of the way. Okay, just a show of hands, who wants the body scan first? Okay, well that's only 4, 5, 6. All right, so who wants the thought? Nature of thought. That's one. And I've got a lot of apathy in the room. So what does everyone else want? Doesn't matter. No preference? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. Okay, so we will do the body scan meditation first. This one's fun, and it's very relaxing. And it's a lot easier than watching the mind, because we're going to focus on tension, letting tension go, on body sensation. And the important thing is to really be still and not to be doing other things. So phones and meditation don't really go together. If you don't want to meditate, that's fine. You can just be still and just sit quietly. But don't. What happens when you start to meditate is we become very sensitive to each other, and we realize how much we affect each other. So if we don't want to meditate and we're just being still, then it doesn't affect the focus in the room. If we start doing something else, it'll make it actually harder for everyone else to meditate. So as you start doing this more and more, and if you do long, you know, usually these trainings, the minimal training they do is 2 hours a day. The retreats that I've done, we do 16 hours a day. And if people are very focused, you start to experience when people aren't, when people are distracting. So it just shows that we can be very supportive of each other if we want to be. So what we'll do is we're going to do about a 10-minute body scan. And we'll start with the bell and we'll end with the bell. You can keep your eyes closed, or if you want to keep your eyes open, just look at the floor or at the wall in front, but not at each other, because you want to leave people their own space. It's okay. All right, and I'll talk you through this. So we'll start at the top of the head. Put your awareness on the top of your skull, around your hair. You can even experience now how that noise, you can feel it almost physically. Let yourself sit back, like sitting back in a rocking chair. Sit back into yourself. And imagine all of the excitement, all of the commotion, everything on your mind, almost physically rolling down from your head into the ground. Let the floor absorb all of the commotion and activity. Keep imagining these waves of activity and commotion rolling off your head, dropping to the floor, and leaving a sense of spaciousness. And clarity. Put your attention on the front of your face. Let the tension dissolve from your forehead, behind your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. Feel it just dissolving away. and feel as all that commotion and electricity, that sense of static electricity, falls away. You can experience a sense of yourself and a groundedness. On the next inhalation, inhale, and as you inhale, bring your attention to the top of your neck where it connects with the base of your skull. Make a little space there. Let your head float on top of your neck. And allow the tension to roll down from your neck, falling off from your shoulders and down into the ground. Follow your breath. And as you breathe in, put your attention on the upper corners of your lungs, your shoulders, and your arms. Breathe in, and as you breathe out stress, tension, tightness, fatigue, and restlessness. On your next inhalation, really let yourself pay attention. Don't worry about anything else that's happening. Don't worry about anyone else in the room. Breathe in, and as you breathe in, push that air into your lungs, your torso, your abdomen, and as you breathe out all of the stress and tension. Allow the breath to loosen up any knots. Allow the breath to oxygenate your organs. And as you exhale, exhale the sense of stress, tension, toxin. And start to feel from your head all the way down through your neck, your shoulders, and your torso, and your abdomen, that you're breathing in a sense of health and exhaling the toxins and fatigue. Now breathe in through the top of your head. Send that breath down into your hips. Exhale, exhale out any tightness, any dullness, any sluggishness. Now breathe in. Send the breath down through your head, your neck, your torso, into your thighs. And as you exhale, Exhale all of the tightness and fatigue down into the ground. Breathe in. Send your breath now down through your entire body, down through your knees, your shins, your ankles, the soles of your feet, your toes. As you exhale, exhale all the toxins from your body down through the soles of your feet. Now just scan from your head down to your feet. As you feel areas where there's a lack of sensation, breathe into them. If there's tightness, discomfort, let your breath soften those areas. Experience the release. And release makes space. In that space, experience a sense of well-being. And when I ring the bell, follow the vibration and let the vibration and sound bring you back into the room. What you notice? So, is anyone surprised with what they found? So you can see that it all this stuff feels a little strange, but we've just never learned how to put our attention that way. It's something that we can do, and we haven't been doing this for very long. So the ability to let things go is an important thing to learn. That's cool. What else? What'd you feel? Was it relaxing? Yeah. You feel more easy? Kind of. What's that?
Kind of
not? Not all that much. Was it hard?
No.
What'd you find the hardest?
When I closed my eyes.
When you closed your eyes, you didn't. Why? Does it make you nervous? You don't like it?
I just went to sleep.
You went to sleep? Oh. You know, it's funny though, you don't look asleep. Sometimes when we relax, we do just fall asleep, which isn't such a bad thing with this kind of meditation. But sometimes there's a sense that we've let go so much that we seem like we're asleep. But then when I said, you know, okay, we're going to end the meditation now, people weren't actually asleep. What else? What did you notice? Was your body more tense than you thought? Mm-hmm. Nothing particular. Was it hard? You're tired. Did you realize you were more tired than you thought? Did you think you were more awake? No, you knew. Okay. All right. So I'd like you to do, before we do the next exercise, I'd like you to write down a couple of notes. On So I'd like you to write down two things that either you were able to do that you couldn't do before. Follow the sound, let go of thought, pay attention to the quality of the room. At least two things that you realized today that you could do, or you understood what I was talking about a little bit better than you used to. And two things that you'd like to be able to do. So if you can't pay attention or don't want to pay attention, that you would like to be able to be interested. Did the nurse have to go?
Somebody sprained an ankle in gym or something.
Oh.
Okay. I'm unconscious. I'm not supposed to, I'm supposed to get some free space. But it's so annoying to me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those days. It's just like that. It's just, I don't think it's my fault. It's just like that. It's a hard day to meditate. So, it's okay. Do you need paper? Do you want to write some? Do you have a?
I have paper.
Okay.
Yeah, can you put
that
right
Do you need paper? You do. I need I need paper for two of them. Yeah, just a couple sheets. Thank you.
I figured I would find it.
Here. Did you need paper for this?
No, I don't need paper.
Okay, we're almost done. So, I know a couple people are still writing, but did you need paper? No, okay. So when you were writing down what you wanted to be able to do, did anyone want to be able to meditate like the yogis so that you could let go of all thought? So we had two people. And how many people just want to be able to make it through till December? You did. Okay. Good. So why did that come to mind?
Just to see if I could do it,
It's attainable just anyway. Great.
I want to float in the air.
You want to float in the air? I'm not so sure I'd want to do that. Yeah. Great. So what's interesting is you're starting to see that you can actually, this is attainable, and it's something, if you put your mind to it, it might be possible. So I really want everyone to, this is, a lot of people use mindfulness for stress reduction. We talk a lot about stress, we talk a lot about focus. You all have a lot going on, and that's important for your health and for your ability to succeed and all of that. But we don't want to do anything that we do in life, we don't want to do just to deal with problems. We want to be looking to be able to extend what's possible for us and extend beyond maybe what we think is attainable and just see what can happen. All the great thinkers and revolutionaries did that. So that's a lot of what meditation is about. A lot of what meditation is about is learning how to see the limitation of thought as the limitation of thought and allow ourselves to experiment beyond that. We're going to do some experiments on limitation and no limitation. And we'll do the thought bubble meditations. And so what we'll do is we'll do a series of like three short meditations on the thought bubbles. So when the thoughts come up, put a bubble around them, follow them as long as you can, let them go. Another thought comes up, put the bubble around it, follow it, see where it goes. And then at the end of the meditation, I want you to write down what the characteristic of the thought was. You know, so overall, when you started to catch your thoughts, were they, you want to look at what the characteristic was. Was it negative? Was it mundane? Was it worries? Was it dreams? Was it something that you hadn't expected? Because some of the thoughts that you're going to see are going to be things that you didn't even know were there. And insights that you didn't even know were there, and you would have just let them go by. You wouldn't have paid attention to them except in meditation. In this form of meditation, you can see them. And this is hard to do. So I think you guys are doing great. I think you really are. It's not easy. So we'll do, we'll do the first one for 3 minutes, and then I think we might only have time for two, but we'll see. So we'll do the first one for 3 minutes. I'll ring the bell, follow your thoughts, bubble them up, and then when I ring the bell again, just immediately just write down what you notice. Does anyone need paper? We have some. Okay. So see if you can be as still as possible. And the next thing that you become aware of yourself thinking, put a bubble around that thought. Follow it as long as you can until the next thought comes. You might find that you're just thinking and you're not capturing your thoughts. See if you can isolate them. And now when I ring the bell, write down what you observed. And if you weren't able to even capture one thought and it was just one stream, just make a note of that. Okay, we're going to try one more time. We won't have time to write, and I'm going to try to stop the meditation with these bells, not the big one. So we have sort of 3 minutes left. Sorry. This practice of observing thought is very subtle. So be easy. And when the next thought arises, follow it, put a bubble around it, and with the bell, we can end this short, very short meditation. So class is going to be over really soon, but I want you to just pay attention, because we actually did a lot today, and I think you did a great job, because it was... You can see that when we did this last meditation, everyone was making more effort. And making effort